Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday. Riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it bad, do it right. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Don't be worried about what some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 10th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, but I don't want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explain, illuminating the word of Noah and his son Yahushua. Today, my brother, we have the most important topic. Today, we want to focus on when is enough enough? When should you walk away and when should you try harder? How do you know when it's time to quit? One of the hardest things to do, brothers and sisters, is to walk away from a business that you've invested all of your time, all of your money, and all of your resources into. So how do you know that you know that you know that you know that you know? When should you walk away? When is enough enough? You know, one of the hardest things to do is to actually count the cost after you've already started the initial investment. Now, this subject applies to any area of life. When we're looking at success, whether we're talking about health, whether we're talking about wealth, whether we're talking about wisdom, or whether we're talking about relationship, we must know when is it time to walk away. One of the hardest things to understand is to know that it is time to throw in the towel. When do you know that it's time to throw in the towel? Especially in the area of relationships. How do you know that, okay, that this relationship that you are in has ran its course? How do you know that this business that you are in has maxed out? That's all the potential. There's nothing else to give. There is nothing else to do. How do you know? How do you know, my brothers and sisters, when you are engaging in a physical activity and you've exerted all the effort and no matter what you've done, you know, I was watching that old movie Center Stage, and you know where they focus on this ballet and these, you know, young ladies, and they're trying to get into ballet, and they're willing to do anything to get into ballet, throwing up, you know, eating water and crackers and doing anything. But how do you know after everything you've done? There was a scene in the movie, you know, the guy was like, you know, hey, no matter what you do, you're just not a dancer. And then, you know, she goes on to prove the guy wrong. So what if she would have took his advice and said that, okay, I'm not a dancer, so I'm just going to quit and go home. So in that movie, Center Stage, it was interesting because the guy says, you know, you got two left feet, you know, you're not built like a, and I was talking about ballet, you know, ballet, I don't know if you know, guys know anything about ballet. Oh, man, wow. Ballet is rough. I mean, you're dancing around on your toes. And during this movie, Center Stage, you know, the guy was like, you know, you might as well just pack your stuff and go home. Thankfully, the girl didn't listen to the guy. What was it that gave her that, yeah, there's still something else? Because should she have walked away? What about you? What situation are you in and you're asking yourself, man, should I walk away or should I work harder? Should I invest more time and more energy? Well, now, we talk about business, but it applies in relationships especially. It also applies in the area of fitness. Is your situation, is your man too good to lose? Is your woman too good to lose? Is your situation, is your business too good to lose? How do you know when it's quitting time? One of the hardest things to do is to walk away. Now, I've had to walk away 20 times out of 23 different times. And each time I had to walk away, it wasn't easy. Walking away, brothers and sisters, after you've spent thousands and thousands of dollars and man hours and research and investment, and you poured all of your heart and all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your will, all of your emotions into this person, into this business, into this fitness program, and it's not yielding the results that you want, when do you walk away? When do you cut the ties or cut the ties? When do you destroy that emotional cord and say enough is enough? One of the hardest things to do, if not the hardest things to do, is to walk away from a marriage. And I was in a marriage for 25 years with someone that I knew for 30 years, and I had to make a decision to walk away. Quitting is not easy, brothers. Quitting is not easy, sisters. I'm not a quitter. But many times in my life, I've had to quit. As an entrepreneur, one of the hardest things that you will encounter is an entrepreneur, you have to make tough decisions quick. You don't have a lot of time to vacillate because time is money. When I opened up my coffee shop bookstore in Lewiston, I chose to take a huge risk by putting it in an economically disenfranchised area, knowing that the demographics and knowing based upon the market research that may not be the best thing to do. But I chose to continue. And so when me and my wife opened up that coffee shop bookstore and learning center here in the east side of San Antonio, we took a huge risk. We poured in all of our hard-earned money. And I remember the day when we closed the doors. And it was right after my wife had just got out of the hospital. She was in the hospital, and the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong with her. The whole time she was in the hospital, all she did was sleep. Basically, she was working a full-time job, going to school full-time, had a part-time job, and was working 10, 12, sometimes, wow, 16 hours. There ain't 16 hours in a day. Brothers and sisters, when we opened up that coffee shop, it was a shell. In exchange for putting in cash, we put in sweat equity. We built that from a roach-infested shack into a palace. And we put tons of money. I can't even tell you. I'm ashamed to tell you how much money I put into that coffee shop. And the man hours. And no matter what we did, brothers and sisters, we were making good money, but we were spending more money than we were making. How do you know when it's time to quit, brothers? How do you know when it's time to quit? And I remember walking around in that hospital bed, and I was watching my wife, and she was laying there, and the doctors was looking at this, trying to figure out what was wrong with her. And in my heart, I already knew. I knew that they wasn't going to find anything because I knew I was requiring too much. I was asking too much. One of the toughest decisions, brothers and sisters, that you will ever have to face is to shut the doors on your dream. And I remember when we closed, I remember looking at her face, and just it's like somebody had just pulled the life out of her because of all of the money that she invested and all the money that we invested into that coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center, and nobody could catch the vision. So you got a vision. And everybody who walks into it, they don't see the vision. All they're looking for is a gimmick, or they're looking for a hand out instead of a hand up. Everybody wants something for free. Nobody has the passion that you have for your dream. It's your dream. It's not mine. And so you got a dream, and you want everybody else to basically be excited about your dream as you are. But brothers and sisters, when you run out of passion, when you run out of cash, do you keep the doors open? When is it okay to walk away from something that's hurting you? Does it require justification? Does it require, who do you put the blame on? Is it my fault? Was it my wife's fault? Was it the market? Whose fault was it? When you find something that you love, brothers and sisters, it's not easy. What about in relationships? So you got a man or you got a woman, and you love this man, you love this woman, and you say to yourself this statement: he is too good to walk away. She is too good to walk away. And so you're willing to put up with anything and everything that this individual put out because they are catch. They are too beautiful. They're too good to walk away. And so what you are doing is you are expanding your heart and you're stretching it. Your heart is like a rubber band, and you keep stretching and you keep stretching and you keep accommodating and you keep accommodating until one day your heart breaks and you can't rebuild it because you stretched it too thin. You see, brothers and sisters, I've had a lot of pain and heartache in my day. I've walked away from a lot of situations and from a lot of things. And people tell me because I make it look easy, they say, oh, Brother Will, you know, you're not emotionally invested like I am. And I'm way more emotionally invested than anybody that I know because I don't do emotions. I am. That's my life path. That's who I am. I am for the underdog because I am an underdog. And so what I'm telling you today, brothers, is it hurts. It hurts when you have to walk away from a dream. And we have to destroy the people that you love, and you put money and you put time and you put energy into this thing, and it's not giving you back what you are expecting it to give back. You cannot continue to give to another person, to another place, or to another thing when you are not at your best, when you are broken, and when you are beaten down, and when you have no energy left. That's when it's time to walk away. One of the hardest things that I see as a life coach is I counsel people all the time and they're in relationships. And it's usually, you know, sometimes that, you know, it's the man. I was talking to this good friend of mine yesterday. And when it's men, for some reason or another, it just rubs me the wrong way. When it's women, it hurts. When I see a woman that's with a man and he's exhibiting all of the signs that I used to exhibit, but they can't see it because they've never seen it before. And you want to be nice, you want to be cordial, but you already know that homeboy is gone already. He's already cheating. He's already lying. He was never emotionally invested in the relationship to the degree that you are emotionally invested. But for whatever reason, they say love is blind. I would tend to agree with that statement because love makes you do some crazy things. But then on the other side, I've seen sometimes when love has the power to overcome. Love is the emancipator of mankind. Love is the greatest experience that you can ever have. Love doesn't require any communication. Love is one of the most powerful forces on the planet. Love, again, according to the scripture, love conquers all. But what happens when you love somebody and they don't love you? when you are willing to go that extra mile. You see, love is the habit of going the extra mile. You see, when I didn't mind putting in people, I mean, we would open up the coffee shop, we would get there, you know, sometimes at 6 in the morning, and then we would stay all of it. It was 6 in the evening, and then we had a poetry set that night at 8. And we got there at 6, and so we stayed there, and 6, that was 12 hours, 13 hours, 14 hours. We were still there. Then the poetry set would kick off, and we were still there. And then after the poetry set was over, guess who had to clean up the place? We was a janitor. You know, I was the CEO, and I was also the toilet scrubber. And that was number 23 that I had, business that I had started. And then I had to walk away. Brothers and sisters, you have to know when enough is enough. There's nothing wrong with loving the underdog. There's nothing wrong with going the extra mile. There's nothing wrong with putting your heart, with putting your soul, and with putting your might, with putting your will into it. There's nothing wrong with that. I applaud you. But my heart breaks for you. Because I know the feeling, because I've been there, man. I've been there. And you have to know, and you got to be strong enough to stand alone. You got to be smart enough to know when you need help, and you got to be brave enough to ask for it. It is always easy to be lazy, because everybody wants a miracle, but very few people are willing to work for it. So, for instance, I want to give you a couple of keys that's going to assist you. The number one key, you have to protect your heart. But I don't care what you do, brothers and sisters. I don't care if you're in a relationship and you love this man, you love this woman, you're willing to go the extra mile. That's what love is. Love is willing to go the extra mile with no payment in return. You do it because you love this person. You don't do it because you expect, that you want sex, that you want money, that you want your house. No, you are in a relationship because regardless of if this person loves you back, you still love them. That's real love. That's unconditional love. That is a rare, rare bird. You don't see that flying around every day. But the problem with that unconditional love is it's unconditional. And so when you have an unconditional love, number one, you got to follow your gut. It's called the Ruach. It's called the Pneuma. It's called the Holy Spirit. Every time I didn't listen to my gut, I found myself in hot water. Financially, emotionally, spiritually, you know. I don't know how the prison works, but I talk to women, you know, all the time. I was talking to my daughter last night. I was talking to this, getting my client that I was telling you about yesterday. I had two other sessions yesterday. And I don't know, maybe something in there. I don't know what's going on. But a lot of people are going through. Now, I'm not just talking about relationships. Now, today's message is primarily business. We're talking about business. But business is a relationship. You're married to your business. I don't know. Most people, like, I was watching Empire the other night, and no boy was like, I can't build a relationship with you because you're married to your music. Most entrepreneurs, most successful people they married to their occupation. You know how many hours I put in to doing what I do? And I've been doing this for 20 years for free. I just started charging a few years ago. I've always done it for free. And now the people that are used to me doing it for free, they angry, they upset, because they don't understand why I'm charging. Because I was young, dumb, and stupid. I should have always been charging, but I had no self-worth. I had no self-value. And so the way that you know that it's time to walk away is, number one, it's in your gut. You know that the challenges that are there, you can't meet. Your gut knows that your ideal is played out, that your business, it was a spark, but for whatever reason, the vision wasn't good enough for you even to begin. It was like, that's a bad example. But it's like, brothers and sisters, when you're in a relationship, when you're in business, you have to rely on your intuition, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit. You have to know, because it, your spirit will lead you and guide you in the all truth. Number two, it ain't fun no more. This is a big one, brothers and sisters. I see women with men, and you can look in their face, and there is no joy. But they love him, but there's no fun with him. Now, you can love somebody and still not have fun. When the fun is gone, that's time to go. How do you know? I've seen people in family businesses, they hate that business. It was just like in the movie Center Stage, I was telling you guys about that the head ballerina, the head girl that was the best, at the last, when it was time for her to take center stage, she quit. Why? It wasn't her dream. It was her mother's dream. I remember this guy, I'm not going to say his name, he was the top running back in the state of Texas. He used to come over my house. He was dating my daughter. Number one running back. Dallas Cowboys was projecting him as a number one draft pick. Played at TCU. One of the best running backs that ever played the game. This guy hated football. He had two or three severe neck injuries. Two in high school, one when he was at TCU. His mother, father, everybody. I remember I used to go to the game. You know, he gave us tickets, and we would drive up there to Fort Worth. And I was sitting in the stadium, and after the game, you know, I had to, you know, go back there, and I would walk around and talk to, you know, you know, the TCO, oh boy, TCU, he was really, really tight. Good coach. And I remember looking in his eyes, and I didn't see that fire. Football wasn't fun, but he was good at it. So you may be in a relationship, and it is good. Everything is great, but it ain't fun. You may have a business. You could be, people have been saying, why do I do this show? Why am I doing this show? Am I getting paid? I'm not getting a dime. I'm losing money. I have to pay to be on here. Why do I do this show, brothers and sisters? Why am I up at night writing books? Why am I researching this stuff? I am losing money doing this, and I've been doing it, brothers and sisters, going on 25 years now, and I haven't even broke even. I'm afraid to add up how much money and how much time I've put into this. That's why I was debating about wrapping it up, going back to getting a 9-to-5. But my gut says stay with it. More importantly, I enjoy it. I am having fun. So if you are not having fun with the man or woman that you're with, but you love him, but you're not having fun, now that's a big difference. Now, am I telling you to go home and say, honey, I'm not having fun, so I'm packing my trash and leave? Brother, you know, Dr. Will Rogers told me to leave. Is that what I'm saying? I am saying it's time for you to actually reevaluate yourself, not your man or not your woman, not your job, not your diet program that you're on. Your heart ain't in it. You got to be in it to win it. If you ain't in it, you can't win it. You can fake the funk, but you can't fake the universe. You can't fake God. God knows that you don't love him. God said if you don't, any man that puts his hand to the plow and then looks back, he ain't fit for the kingdom. It's the same thing in business. It's the same thing in relationships. Everything is, it's the same principle. If you're not having fun, now you can love it, you can enjoy it, it can pay your bills, but again, brothers and sisters, you have to enjoy what you're doing. In fact, I would say you have to love what you're doing. I love what I do because I'm called, because I'm gifted. And number three, this is how you know, brothers and sisters, that it may be time for you to walk away. People don't understand purpose and passion. Those two things are so close because, see, passion you can lose, purpose you can't. Now, for me, this one is the most important. I say it for that because this is what I teach. I teach purpose-based production. All of my other businesses that I started before this one, I had passion. Now, if you look at the word passion, it's the word pass, eye, on. Passion. So passion is something that you do that you pass on. You're passing your fire, your zeal, your emotionalism on. Passion is an effect. It's not a cause. Purpose causes passion. Passion doesn't cause purpose. It is time to walk away. If you are passionately in love, that's time to walk away. Why? That's lust. You know the difference between lust and love? A lot of people are in lust, but they're not in love. See, lust says, I'm here to get my rocks off. Love says, I'm here to get your rocks off. Pardon my French. Love and lust is so close that they are twins, but they're not identical twins. It is time to walk away if you are in lust for your business. If you're on a diet program, people ask me all the time, why you work? I don't work out to lose weight. I work out because I love working out. I enjoy the process. It is time to walk away when you don't enjoy the process. You got passion, you don't have purpose. You have lust, but you don't have love. Passion, again, is emotional. Now, your emotions follow your thoughts. Your thoughts doesn't follow your emotions. And so it is time to walk away if you have passion for what you do, but you don't have purpose for what you do. Now, purpose is innate. Passion is learned behavior. Anybody can learn. It's learned optimism. But enthusiasm is not optimism. Enthusiasm is in theos. It means in spiritas. It means God in it. It means in theos, enthusiasm. If you have enthusiasm, keep doing it. But if you got passion, you need to check it. Because your enthusiasm, your entheos, simply means that God is in it. And if God is in it, you can win it. Purpose, again, is DNA-based. Purpose is spiritual. It's not physical. Purpose is metaphysical. Purpose is not effect. Purpose is the cause of the effect. It's raining. Well, what caused it to rain? Brothers and sisters, those three keys is what you need to use to examine your relationship today, to examine your job. You had a job. Why are you there? It pays the bills. There's a lot of other ways you can pay your bills. Quitting is not easy, brothers and sisters. But one of the things that helped me when I opened up the coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center was I was passionate about it. But every poetry set, I was up there before the poets came on teaching. Every time we opened the coffee shop, my wife was in the back behind the counter making coffee. I was out there in the lobby sitting at a table teaching. Every time we was doing setting up either a art show or we had an author who was doing a book signing or I was doing a book signing, I was in the back teaching. I enjoyed having a coffee shop, bookstore, and a learning center. But my purpose was teaching. Brothers and sisters, you must be very careful how you structure your life, because you could marry someone that you enjoy, but that may not be someone that is your soulmate or your purpose. It is a very fine line between passion and purpose. Many people believe that they are the same, but they are not. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, the hardest thing to do is to say enough is enough. Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to walk away, because you've invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money. But if you don't walk away, it's going to cost you your life. Not your physical life, but your spiritual life. Because what is going to happen is you're casting your pearls amongst swine. That means that what you are doing is like that old saying, you know, pissing in the wind. You're putting something into a bottomless pit. Last thing I want to leave you with, I remember in the movie Tombstone. I love that movie Tombstone. And Wyatt Earp was asking Doc Holliday, how do I beat this guy? And if you remember the movie Tombstone, man, me and my wife, we love that movie. Because I relate to, what was the guy? What was the bad guy's name? I forgot his name. Oh, boy, I called him Music Lover, you know. And so he tells him, Doc Holliday tells Wyatt Earp. Now, Wyatt Earp was a bad dude. But Doc Holliday was better. It should have been Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp. No disrespect, Wyatt Earp was bad. But Doc Holliday, boy that played that role, he played that role to a T. Because Doc Holliday told him, you can't beat him. But the reason why you can't beat him, because he asked him, why can I beat him? He says that he has a hole, can't be filled. And Doc Holliday tells Wyatt Earp, the reason that he has his hole is because he was born. Brothers and sisters, there's things, there's people, there's events, there's stuff out there that you can't get involved with because it is a hole. I call it an energy vampire. There are people that are energy vampires. They are there to suck the life out of you. If you attach, if you marry one, it's a wrap. Because no matter what you do, pulling resources into a dark hole, it's like a black hole. It sucks. It pulls. Nothing never comes out. Nothing never comes out of a dark hole. Once it goes, it gets into its gravitational pull. So you may be in a business and it's like a dark hole. It's just pulling all your resources down. That's when you got to go. You got to say, okay, I got a gut feeling. Number one, I got a bad vibe. I don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it. I got this feeling. Number two, man, this used to be fun. I remember I used to enjoy waking up early, staying late, doing all of this stuff, putting up chairs. I remember at the coffee shop, man, when we started, it was fun. Then I lost the desire to dash because of the absence of cash. Not that cash is everything. It's amazing how when you run out of cash, you seem to run out of dash. That energy, that passion, that desire. So it stopped being fun. Number one, I had that gut feeling. Number two, it stopped being fun. Don't get me wrong, I was passionate, but it wasn't purpose-based. It was passion-based. And that last and most important thing, brothers and sisters, I confused lust with love. So I lusted after the limelight, having a business, having my name up in life, being on center stage, being the first black owned. We was all in the newspaper. The senator came down. We got a plaque from Henry Gonzalez's, I forgot his name, his son. We had the mayor send somebody over from the mayor's office. So we were posing. A guy took the flag that was flown at the United States. I forgot the representative. The Texas representative came down. We got all the pictures, all of the accolades, the first African-American-owned bookstore in the history of San Antonio. All of the accolades. But there was no purpose. So, brothers and sisters, sometimes you got to count the cost because otherwise it's going to keep pulling on your vesture. And one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be drained of all of your resources. And that's a bad place to be. I've been there way too many times. My brothers and my sisters, again, as I close, make sure that you count the cost. Make sure that you examine your life, not the other people, not the event. It's about all about you. There's no problem that exists outside of you. Everything that happens in your life is because you wanted it. So now you got to take responsibility and respond to the ability that God has placed inside of you. Be strong enough to stand alone. Be smart enough to know when you need help, and be brave enough to ask for it. Successful people, brothers and sisters, they're always looking for opportunity to help others, but they never look for opportunities to help someone else at the expense of themselves. I learned that the hard way. I was always willing to give and give and give at my own expense. And then when I ran out of giving, I looked around, and there was nobody there to catch me when I fall. Never explain yourself to other people. If your friends are your friends, they don't need you to explain yourself to them why you quitting. They already know. They're going to applaud you. And your enemies, they never believed in you from the get-go. They was there waiting for you to fail. So don't explain yourself when you have to make this tough decision. Your friends will be there. They're going to applaud. They're going to say, we was waiting for you. We're glad that you saw it because we saw it before you did. Your enemies, they faking the funk anyway. They're not for you or against you. So you never have to explain yourself to them. Follow your gut, brothers and sisters. Make sure that you are in it to win it. When the fun leaves, you leave. Make sure you're not in it because you lust for the limelight and that you have a lust for cash. Make sure you're in it for a cause and make sure you're in it for a purpose. Never do it for cash. Always do it for cause. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will be in eternity. God bless you. Have a great day.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's a misery, it's about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside.